Trotsky made the first consequentialist defense of terrorism. Trotsky basically argues that the ends justify the means, and when the end is the liberation of humanity, any means that accomplish that goal are morally acceptable. Terrorism in support of the communist revolution is okay, but in support of the interests of the monarchy, it is wrong. Trotsky offers two more specific defenses as well, both of which Primorats also rejects. First, the continuity argument. Revolution is a kind of war. Intimidating violence is acceptable in war. Therefore, it is acceptable in revolution. You either have to be a pacifist and argue that all war is wrong, or you accept that intimidating violence is okay in war, in which case, by continuity, it is okay in revolution as well. There is no principled moral distinction between the violence in war and the terrorism used in support of the revolution. Second, the no innocence argument. Trotsky supports his last argument by claiming that there is no important or significant difference between legitimate and innocent or illegitimate targets in modern warfare. Some soldiers are drafted, and so they are innocent, and lots of innocent people are killed in modern war. As a result, the alleged differences between terrorism and warfare in a modern context is not real. Let's transition to how Primorats responds to these arguments.